Don't move, just leave your darling mama good. Here's mama too. Lean back and stay a while, mama good. Here's mama too. My tennis.
There'll be a live report from the scene of today's big auto race at Sebring, Florida, in this half hour of Monitor. And you'll hear the comedy of the team of Alan and Rossi, followed by the comments of half the team, Steve Rossi. I'm your host, Ted Steele.
At first, Mom and Papa called the little girl lady. They raised her on the banks of a riverbed. A houseboat tied to a big tall tree. A home for my Papa and my Mama and me. The clock strikes three, Papa jumps to his feet. Already Mama's cooking Papa something to eat. At half past Papa, he's ready to go. He jumps in his P-Row headed down the bayou. He's got fishing lines strung across the Louisiana River. Gotta catch a big fish for us to eat. He's setting his traps, catching anything he can. He's gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Muskrat hides hanging by the dozen. Even got a little bitty muskrat cousin. Got him out drying in the hot, hot sun. Tomorrow Papa's gonna turn him into mud. Call Mama Rita and my daddy Jack. My little baby brother on the floor, that's Mac. Rhett and Lynn are the family twins. Big brother Eddie's on the bayou fishing. On the river floats Papa's great big boat. That's how me and Papa get into town. It takes every bit of a night and day to even reach a place where the people stay. Oh, I can hardly wait until tomorrow comes around. That's the day my Papa takes the first to town. Papa done promised me that I could go. He'd even let me see a cowboy show. I saw the cowboys and Indians for the first time then. I told my Papa, gotta go again. Papa says, hum, we got lines to run. We'll have to come again, cause there's work to be done. He's got fishing lines strung across the Louisiana River. Gotta catch a big fish for us to eat. He's setting his traps, catching anything he can. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man.
That's Louisiana Man, a new one by Bobby Gentry. Next, Monitor on Stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters and nightclubs all across the country. Here are Alan and Rossi.
Hello there.
You're a Boy Scout?
No, I'm Smokey the Bear.
All right, Marty, listen. If you're ready a Boy Scout, can you make fire by rubbing two sticks together?
Yeah, one's a match.
Marty,
what are you laughing for? We do this every night. If you like it, then I might sit out there with them.
Is this a merit badge for swimming, this one?
For swimming, yeah, yes. My father taught me how to swim. He took me out in a lake in a canoe.
Yeah.
And when we got out in the middle, he threw me overboard, and then he rowed away.
Gee, that must have been hard.
It was harder getting out of the burlap bag.
You know anything about first aid?
First aid? Yeah. I got a merit badge for first aid.
First aid? Oh, what do you do if you get a broken leg?
I limp. And I cry a lot, too.
Is this merit badge for bravery?
Yes, I killed a bear with my club.
You killed a bear with your club?
Mm-hmm.
Well, weren't you scared?
No, there are 50 of us in my club. We hit that big...
All right, now listen. Well, what have you got in that canteen, Marty?
Booze. I have booze in my canteen.
I'm going to tell your scoutmaster.
Go ahead, it's Dean Martin.
Alan Rossi for Monitor on Stage. Alan, you know, is the short one with the wild hair and the wild jokes. Rossi is the handsome one who also sings. Reporter Frank Knight interviewed Steve Rossi for Monitor after a recent performance in Hartford, Connecticut.
This is a lovely way to spend an afternoon.
Marty says hello there and I sing. I thought for a while I was going to talk to Dean Martin.
Well, I won't tell you now. It's certainly nice to be here with you. My son's name is Dean Martin. And Dean is the godfather. In fact, we had him baptized in Las Vegas at the Riviera Sands Hotel where Dean works. But the amazing thing, his name is Dean Martin Rossi, and he looks just like Jerry Lewis. And I didn't say Sherry Lewis, Jerry Lewis.
Why did you name your son after Dean Martin? You must be very close friends.
Yeah, well, Dean is sort of my idol. And I remember 10 years ago when I was working at the Sands Hotel as the production singer, I would go out and watch him night after night and try to learn his attitude, his timing, his delivery. And I took about all I could take from him without anybody saying, well, you know, you're stealing Dean Martin, you know. But I took the best that I could from Dean and some of the other performers that I respect and try to incorporate them into myself.
You and Dean have the same ancestral background, don't you?
Our parents, or one of our parents was born in Italy. And you
have the same dark curly hair.
Same dark hair. In fact, you know, I have a son, Dean Martin Rossi, and he has a son, Dean Martin Jr., little Dean Martin, who is 7 years old. My son is six, and he has a daughter named Gina, who is 10 years old, and my daughter and his daughter look identical, and they're practically to the same day, the birthdays, which is sort of fantastic.
Steve Rossi, I must compliment you and congratulate you on your record. As a matter of fact, when the record came into the studio and I played it, I said, this can't be the Steve Rossi of Rossi and Allen.
I'm glad you put it that way, Rossi and Allen.
You notice the billing?
I like that billing. It's starting to get to me, and yes, I think I'll try it alone.
I'll set my love to music, and when you hit those final notes, wow. For those of our listeners listening, can you recall that record to their minds by hitting perhaps the last bar of that song?
In this whole wide world there is no love like my love for you.
That's beautiful. You certainly have a trained voice. Where was it trained, Steve Rossi?
I studied singing about... Oh, I shouldn't date myself, about 22 years ago. And I went into legit. I did the leads in several operettas, New Moon, Vagabond King, Desert Song, Oklahoma, and Carousel, certain musicals. And I was singing legitimately at that time, and then I went into the more ballad kind of things. And once in a while, I go out and blast out a song or something operatic.
Let's hear Steve Rossi in the fully orchestrated version of that song of his, I'll Set My Love to Music.
Stai vicino a me, se tu guardi tu, se tu sorridi a me. Io voglio bene al mondo, perché al mondo ci sei tu. Io respiro amore, vivo di te, con te, per te. Yeah.
18 minutes past the hour, you're on the monitor beacon.
It can take seconds for disaster to strike. And it makes no distinction among men, women, and children. Rich or poor, it strikes, and it strikes hard. And do you know what it takes to pick up the pieces? The American Red Cross, for one thing. How? With food, clothing, shelter, and money. In the past 2 years alone, the American Red Cross spent nearly $32 million on helping victims of hurricanes, floods, and tornadoes. That's why we need your support. Help us help.
Hello, barter, bargain, dicker, and outbid. This is Sterling Yates on WNBC. Whether you're looking for a bargain or want to make one, you're in business when you listen to and call me at Plaza 78866. Over-the-counter results over the telephone on my show and sell. Weekday mornings from 10 to 11, right here on WNBC.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Here's Astro Gilberto on monitor, and come softly to me. Sebring, Florida, the Porsche dealers of America bring you Chris Economaki reporting on the Sebring 12-hour endurance race. Porsche dealers offering the 912, 911, 911L, and the new Targa convertible. And now here's Chris Economaki at the Sebring race circuit.
Thank you, Ted. And it's all over. The 18th annual 12-hour Grand Prix of Endurance at Sebring, Florida. For the second time in the history of the race, Porsche of Germany has won overall. A tiny, bobtailed Model 907 prototype, handled expertly by Joe Sippert of Switzerland and Hans Hermann of Germany, dominated the contest, leading for over 8 hours. They slowed down in the latter stages and fell one lap short of running 238 laps. That was the distance set last year for the record by Bruce McLaren and Mario Andretti. So think twice before you road test a Porsche. It's so responsive to your touch, it seems to read your mind. You can almost think it through a turn. Porsche drives the way you feel like driving, calmly, safely on the way to work. Razor sharp and aggressive on racing weekends. Whatever your mood, Porsche instinctively matches it. When you road test a Porsche, you'll discover how comfortable it is, how much fun it is to drive, how safe and forgiving a car it is. So think twice before you make that road test. Porsche spoils you for other cars. There's a Porsche dealer near you, just waiting to spoil the fun you think you're having in your present car. Porsche not only won the race, fell short of the record by only one lap, but finished second too in an amazing display of strength. There were four factory Porsche prototypes at the start. Two went out because the drivers over-revved the engine, something a driver of a German car rarely does. But Baron von Hahnstein, the team manager, is happy. He says the drivers are not computers. They're all human. And a happy man he is now down in victory lane, congratulating the two drivers who, incidentally, do not speak English. Otherwise, we would have a victory lane interview. In third and fourth places, first and second in the Trans-American sedan category, were two Chevrolet Camaros. Mark Donahue of Media, Pennsylvania, and Craig Fisher of Toronto, Canada, in the first one, and Joe Welch of Dalton, Pennsylvania, and Bob Johnson of Columbus, Ohio, in the second one. In fifth position overall was a Mustang, driven by Jerry Titus of California and his California neighbor, Ronnie Bucknum. In the Grand Touring category, and finishing sixth overall, a Chevrolet Corvette, handled by a former winner here at Sebring, Hap Sharp, who shared the drive with Dave Morgan. And then, practically filling up the rest of the first 10 positions, more Porsches, some production models. In 10th place, a little MG from Great Britain. It was a difficult race. 67 cars started. Some 31 were around when it was all over, attesting to the demands of this abandoned airport circuit, 5 2/10 miles to the lap, and the day, dusk, darkness type of driving the drivers had to go through. So what Porsche learns at racing, it puts into standard production cars. Over the years, Porsche has learned how to produce winning cars by concentrating on the durability of car and engine combined. Test drive a Porsche. It's sold and serviced by dealers throughout the country. Dealers who are just as excited about Porsche as you will be. In addition to the $7,000 first place money, Porsche will get 9 points towards the coveted International Championship of Makes. It makes their total 18, for they won at Daytona 2. They go now to Brands Hatch, England, for the BOAC 500 there on the 7th of April for the third race in the International Championship of Makes, a series of events held throughout the world to determine the top car. And it certainly looks like Porsche of Germany is going to be the top car for 1968. The prize money total $40,000, and the third-place Camaro took home $4,000 as compared with $1,500 for the second-place Porsche, driven by Vic Elford, a rallyist from Britain who is a postal clerk when he's not racing and who helped him win at Daytona. Incidentally, Hans Herrmann, the winning driver, is a soda store operator in Stuttgart, Germany, when he's not behind the wheel of that racing Porsche. It's been a great race here at Sebring, a record 55,000 in attendance and a tiring day for all. And this is the final report on NBC Monitor's coverage from the 18th annual Florida Grand Prix of Endurance at Sebring. This is Chris Economaki for Monitor Sports.
Okay, Chris, live from Sebring, Florida, the Porsche dealers of America have brought you Chris Economaki, reporting on the Sebring 12-hour endurance race. Porsche dealers offering the 912, 911, 911L, and the new Targa convertible. Thank you. Stanford and the First Waltz. Near Redding, California, you heard it on KQMS. Wherever you do your monitor listening, I hope you plan to join us again next Saturday. I'll be here. I'm Ted Steele.
This is Henry Morgan, your Saturday night monitor host. For the best combination of news, entertainment, and sports, it's Monitor. Weekends on NBC Radio.